Track 20.
What have you got for us, Joe?
Well, we have a stunning selection of gadgets and gizmos for the future, including a car that can't crash, a mobile phone that tells you you're never going to get a date if you talk like that, and some software that will allow you to carry years and years of memories in your pocket. How about that?
Sounds terrifying.
It isn't.
So tell us about the car. What is it and how does it work?
We're entering James Bond territory here. The system is called V2V.
V2V? Sounds like a disease.
V2V stands for vehicle-to-vehicle communication. Basically, we're talking about sensors on the side of the road that will exchange information with your car about what other cars are doing. Not only that, but the car will also swerve for you to avoid the crash. We're talking about a backseat driver, but one that's always right.
Brilliant. Sounds like a lifesaver.
It is. They're even working on steering wheels that can shake sleepy drivers awake and pedals that vibrate.
Fantastic. What about the mobile phone?
Well, this is a different kind of lifesaver. It's going to be a big help to shy young men trying to get a date.
How's that then?
It's a socially aware mobile phone that can analyse voice patterns and tell you if you sound nervous or cool. It can tell you if you're speaking too fast or if you're unintelligible or even if your voice is too squeaky. It was recently piloted at a speed dating session and guess what?
What?
The participants loved it.
Very interesting, though. I always thought it was good looks that got your first date.
Never underestimate the importance of having a husky baritone.
What about the memory stick?
It's not a memory stick. Those existed years ago.
Oh, sorry. The memory device.
The memory device.
Now, tell us more.
It's actually a few devices. A mini camera that can fit into a contact lens and a microphone that fits in your ear. You download the data onto a handheld device and there you have it. A lifetime's worth of memories.
But who would want it?
Gordon Bell.
Who's he?
A researcher who's been recording his entire life since 1998 for a project called My Life Bits.
Wow.
He scans all of his photos and documents and records meetings, phone calls and emails, and he wears a mini camera around his neck to get an image of everything he sees.
But isn't it unbelievably dull?
Well, according to Bell, it's similar to having an assistant with a perfect memory. But I imagine it depends on just how dull your life is.